The Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige. What's up?
So, oh, God. Do you like sandwiches? Sandwiches?
Some. Yeah.
Without mayonnaise. I know how you feel. I know how you roll.
Fat boy's thinking of black meat. Blank. Damn. Oh, man.
Are you stroke? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I can't say you're wrong, but it was still funny.
I see what movie that was from now.
Wow.
It was Harold and Kumar?
I think it might have been.
They were in jail? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he was offering a certain sandwich.
Yes.
We had a little sign bit. I thought you would do this in the first news. So I lost. Bad.
Oh.
I said she would go with sandwiches first.
Oh, that's true. I picked AC/DC Foo Fighters, and that was until the second news.
Yep.
Yeah, we have a separate couchy. It's called Patchy.
I'm going to sit on the couchy when I go home.
I'm going to disappoint you every day then.
Well, why stop now?
Why stop? Why even start? Why even make you happy?
Kick it, Capri.
I've never made a man happy in my life, I'm sure of that.
Well, join the club.
Yeah, you know what? That's why the three of us get along so well.
I'm sure of that.
We've never made a man.
All fat boys leave disgruntled, not satisfied.
I'm sure my husband was happy some of the times. I don't know.
We can't fake it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. So, anyway,
fake it while I shake it.
The reason why I bring this up is there's new data out there revealing the most popular sandwiches across the country.
Oh,
well,
this would be good.
I just named California's.
Because I know somebody in the room has a favorite one with an accompanying au jus, I guess you could say, which is just a gravy bouillon cube and hot water.
That's your favorite?
I mean, like a Philly / French dip is my favorite. Yeah. Or, you know, a beef.
I remember before we ran a restaurant out of business. Let's just say their name was Fur Burger in Paradise. You would get the French dip before we would start going there.
Yeah.
That's when we always changed to the burgers, little bitty burgers.
Okay. Oh, God.
You had a birthday party with 1,000 little bitty burgers.
Oh, God.
I think you're like, I don't need this many, but...
tell that story real quick. That awesome guy. What's up? I won't say his last name.
What's up?
What's up, Mark? And I was like, hey, man, I think my daughter was like five, six.
Yeah, she was young, I remember. This was years ago.
It's like, he's such a nice person, such a, good...
still is.
Supporter of the show, friend of the show, all that stuff. He's like, man, I'll cater it for you. We'll do little sliders from... the restaurant. I was like, that's great. He's like, how many people do you think? I said, I'd say no more than 50. Well, my daughter's birthday is, I think out of 23 years, it snowed 20 years of her birthday. So the parties either are poorly attended or they get we'd end up having her birthday party like the week before because always it would snow. So anyway, long story short, we had one of these warehouse jump around inflatable things. It's a warehouse.
I think I remember.
It's right down there, actually.
Was this the same one that you had an appearance by Batman?
Yes.
I knew it. An Italian Batman?
Yeah, dude. I tell you, I'm a great dad.
That's cute.
I had Batman there. I had Jimmy Buffett's sliders.
Now, this Batman was probably about 5'10", 150 pounds. If.
Dude, he
wore it well, though.
That wonderful man sent, I'm not kidding you, 3 trays of... hold on, I can do the math real quick.
Are you still good?
96 plus. Good. Okay, so it's right at 300.
Oh, my God.
Cheeseburger, sliders in paradise.
You had some left over, too.
Dude, I had a tray and a half left over.
I think you were eating them for a couple weeks
after. I did. Oh, my God.
I would never eat them again.
I put them out of business.
I'm bad.
Are you still eating the burgers?
Jesus.
I mean, they're great, too. It's like something you're like, I ain't throwing these away. These are great.
No,
I think I froze
good.
Some.
Well, I would think you look, they froze had many. How many can you eat?
Well,
in a
they
day?
Were sliders. They were all many.
They had a great product to be in business with. It was really good. I just think we ate too much of it.
Yeah, I think you
too would, often.
That party ate them out of house and home.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Well. Wait. The kids' party page.
I did. That's your mind. Hang on now. That is your deal.
Over here saying eat me out of house and home.
I never eat out at home. That's why it's called. Yeah, you go out for that.
You can have it delivered in.
How you got
called prostitution.
Why do you think they call it eat out, Paige? You eat out.
Out.
It's not called eat
but
in.
But then Yankees say they call in to work. Or yeah, they call out to work. But they're calling in to call out.
But you're outsourcing
them. Is that for here to go? Is that for here? In. Is that to stay or to go? To stay or to go.
What do they say in the 60652 area code? You might have to find out for me.
What is 60252? Oh, I do know that.
I only remember it from the Scruff McGruff commercials. 60652.
All right, so.
I'm sure she's listening.
Is that right, though? Verify that for me.
What, the area code?
Yeah. I might have messed the song up now. I don't want a whole state mad at me. So that's a hot wrestling territory,
most
too.
Most popular sandwiches across like the country.
Cook County.
No. I can tell you in South Road Carolina, Warriors. Mississippi.
Richard Kimball killed his wife.
We love the club sandwich.
No. I mean, I don't like it with all the stuff on it. No lettuce.
I don't like
it. Can't trust lettuce now, so I don't like that on there. I don't like a spring mix. No mayonnaise.
And, you know, you would probably say, well, Matt, it sounds like you eat lettuce, all this diarrhea you have. No. Oh. I was born with it. I was born this way.
With diarrhea?
Yeah.
Some kids are. What's it called? Meconium?
It's called loose stool.
That's what it is.
In North Carolina? They love the grilled cheese sandwich.
How is Lou doing?
What's it called when kids drop a loaf on the way out? Loose stool?
Loose stool.
Diarrhea?
Cha-cha-cha. I feel like we just hot potato.
In Georgia, they like the brisket sandwich. In Georgia and Texas.
Oh, brisket, man.
Out of sandwiches, though? Like, that's the one they go... Like, that's one I have to eat, like, open face.
Open face sandwich.
Well, in Delaware,
I didn't know what that was.
I motorboated before I fully like. I put my face down into it, and I just take in the smell. The brisket, or like a pork, you know, a pork sandwich.
They responded with
a porker Russ
ice cream sandwich. It's not a sandwich, though.
Ice cream? No. Who said that? What state was it?
Delaware and Rhode Island.
What a bunch of douche bananas.
Yeah. Hey, that minute.
Come on.
Callback.
Douche banana. That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Club sandwich. Okay, so sandwich. Let's guess. Did you say Texas yet?
Texas, brisket, Georgia, and Texas.
That makes sense. Brisket Texas sandwich. Toast, though? They got to use Texas.
Texas clearly not counting a soft taco as a sandwich.
Who likes the tuna?
Asheville.
I mean.
Montana and Oregon.
Depends on how bad it gets, I guess.
Montana likes the tuna.
Uh-huh.
Well, I call it Montuna. Hello?
Montuna.
The big Montuna.
Dude, Bill Parcells should buy property there now.
Now, somebody,
his birthday's this weekend.
Somebody actually picked.
I wasn't going to be able to do it.
Spam sandwiches. That would be.
Oh, treat me.
Hawaiians.
Illinois.
Oh, you got to get treat me. Though.
Wow. Dude, I thought Spam came from Hawaii.
It might.
I just said that like my grandma.
Hawaii.
Pastrami on rye, Nevada.
What did you say? New York yet?
It's got to be
New York is pastrami on rye, too.
Yeah. At the Carnegie Deli, where it's like as tall as a 2-liter drink.
Yeah, it's too much meat. It's the Mitch Hedberg joke. You got to have other people.
Oregon, they like tuna melts.
He said it better.
Oklahoma turkey
sandwiches.
I was
going to say his pacing was a little off that way.
Turkey sandwiches in Oklahoma.
They're turkey sandwiches now.
So.
I got a buddy I can ask. He lives in Norman. He doesn't live too far from JR. I'll say, what sandwich do you like?
Where do you go to get the bologna sandwiches? Bologna, if you will.
Who? Italy.
No, Kentucky. They love bologna there.
Got it. Wherever they make Carolina Pride, that is the bologna. No other bologna exists.
Really?
It's got to be Carolina Pride. Thick cut. Don't like the thins. Prefer the thick.
Mm.
And you take the red band off the bologna.
Yeah.
And then you put three pieces on the sandwich. Nice. And you take the fourth piece and you roll it up as an appetizer.
I want you to watch the How It's Made episode of where they show how they make bologna.
Well.
In Canada. All those episodes are always filmed in Canada. Did you know that?
I watched
How It's Made. The safety standards are... Oh, no. Pardon me. That's Dirty Jobs.
I was gonna,
How It's Made is a different show.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm like, I can't because...
Same network.
That's the actual name of the show is How It's Made.
Yeah.
In Tennessee.
The sex episode is the best one.
Tennessee. That's their favorite is the bologna sandwich, too.
I'm the only 10 you see, so...
God, what was it? My dad ate this awful... what was it?
Livermush?
It was a circle of bologna, a scoop of mashed potatoes, like ground meat and cheese on top.
Jesus. God. Like flipping Christ, if that don't sound good, I don't know.
And he would fold it up like a taco. God bless.
Oh,
Lord,
dude, that's
Daddy,
legit.
I love you, but that's why you're going so early.
Shepherd's hair pie, is that it?
I tell you, that sucker would eat, we'd eat T-bones. First off, T-bone steaks. I thought that was like the filet when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you get these steaks at, Mama? They sure are good. At Lowe's, out of a box.
I bought them off a truck.
But we would cut the fat off and give it to my dad, and my dad would eat it.
Like fat.
He'd sit there and like put it in his, like he was almost chewing, like dipping it.
Did he like Junior Johnson Country Ham? Because that was popular.
He liked, my dad was, he was not brand loyal to,
really?
To Coca-Cola and, God, I really think Coca-Cola only.
Dude, it's odd.
Mountain Dew as well.
Yeah. As odd as it sounds, the cheaper the meat, you have to be more brand loyal because they're so different.
Where do you go get PBJs? Their favorite
Cooper Grapes?
Michigan likes
that. Oh, I was going to say a brothel. I thought you were saying professional.
The best sandwich
out
there,
sandwich.
Turkey and avocado sandwiches. People in Arizona love them. Why are you looking at me
because
like that?
Because people,
it is the best.
It's like avocados just, it's like a thing. It's like chai tea. It's like a thing. You know I'm saying?
Why is it a thing?
I don't know. It just, it's suddenly like people just discovered this.
That's been my favorite all my life.
Maybe. I just feel like it's a trend thing.
Nope.
You know, like a green tea.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
A fad, if you will.
Yeah, like brunch.
He's a fad.
That's not a fad.
It's
brunch
a fad.
Brunch has been around for a very long time.
But why is it now the only people that celebrate it? Have a drinking problem.
No.
Like, y'all going to drink Saturday. You're going to drink. You drink every day that ends in
It's life. Like, oh, God, Beth's on the phone. What does she want? If she wants to go to brunch, we just drank last night. I'm still hungover.
Oh, my breath already smells like avocado toast.
She wants mimosas.
I will not have any alcohol on Saturday.
Like, we just drank blue motorcycles all night last night. Why are we having mimosas?
I was going to say, is your Sabbath Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday.
You got to think about that for a
she's
moment.
She's not Jehovah's.
Well, I'm
they're Saturday.
I don't know if I'm going
Fat
to church.
Fat Boys
on
is
Sunday.
Black, by the way.
I'm
love
up
it.
In the mountains. All right.
Oh, you talked all over that fun out there at their Fat Boys. Good job. That was you, actually.
Well, I was trying to. You messed me up earlier.
But I didn't want her to get mad right
now. Why are you saying I'm on there?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Mortgage.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. Mm-hmm. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
I think I just got the thumbs up.
You got the all thumbs right. up?
Yeah.
All right. I cannot see the chat, so I'll need one of you to say hey to people.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Let's see what we got.
If you choose to. Maybe there's no one in there. Who am I to assume?
I will not acknowledge that Russian sympathizer who's in the chat right now. But Amanda and Jethro, what's up?
Lewis is in there. What's up? Or Neil?
Neil? Excuse the me. Russian wolf?
Oh.
Neil Koloff?
Hello, Neil.
Shatoga.
Shatoga.
Is that it? Is that his
name? Shinola. Shinola.
Shinola.
Aiza.
I haven't heard that in forever. You'll know sugar from Shinola.
Yes. And, of course, the many others.
Many others.
Okay.
M-I-N-I.
No echoes, right? I don't want to go into it.
He gave me the This is actually how he looked when he walked out. He goes,
dinosaur in here. Oh, is that what he was doing? Oh, yeah. White power. Is that what he was doing?
I tell you what, he does that normally, but this is a different one. This is a different sign. I don't like this view, man.
You don't like it?
Because look how much smaller I am than everybody else. I'm like a fat
midget.
That's
a good thing.
It's like a bar graph going from like smallest to biggest. And you're kind of digitized right now. Oh, that's like a...
I am?
Yeah, it's like a creepy digitized effect.
I haven't touched anything. God dog it. It's not on my screen digitized, messed up.
I don't know if I can make this one bigger, but I can show
just
you.
Just like I look at... I'm looking at the screen right now. I see it looks fine. Maybe on yours.
Maybe. It's like
I have no idea what I look like.
You see how you get kind of like pixelated a little? Is it a light?
Well, I'm over here now. I can't see.
Well, look at the background. Is it a light issue?
Let me turn the light.
Maybe it's a light issue. Can I make my face fatter?
That's a good look.
Is that better?
It's a little better.
I'm looking at...
Yeah, it's just like I don't want it to... It's a small little, you know.
Okay.
All right.
While we take a break. I'm kidding.
No. We're going to knock this out because these are good. All right. Here we go.
Thank you for participating. Everybody.
This is the S. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Ron Knipple is Matt Mann.
Oh!
Playing the role of Jalen Hills is also Matt Mann. Playing the role of Johnny Mack Black is Fatboy.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Rebecca Egbuka is Paige. And also playing the role of the narrator is Paige. And action.
Ron Knipple posts several photos of himself, his wife, and their puppy on a recent trip to Tennessee with this caption.
Had a great weekend in Nashville with the wife and our little girl, Kendall. Look, she even got herself a little cowgirl hat.
Ron Knipple, I'm sorry, but dressing dogs like little people, so weird to me.
Rebecca Egbuka, what exactly is weird about putting a little hat on a dog for a pic?
Nothing, I guess, but I don't understand taking a dog on vacation and carrying it around downtown Nashville dressed like Woody from Toy Story.
Okay, first of all, Rebecca Egbuka, Kendall is a girl, so if anything, she would have been Jessie. Man, Ron Knipple, look, she's cute and all, but I just wondered the same thing. Like, was that dog walking around Broadway and all that heat, man? No, Jalen Hills. Kendall barely walked at all. I carried my dog most of the time.
Okay, well, that's probably better for the dog.
Exactly, Rebecca Egbuka. My dog is tiny. And people in Nashville don't watch where they're walking. They don't understand how tiny my dong is.
Ron Knipple.
What, Johnny Mack Black?
Nothing.
Well, then why did you tag me?
Just making sure you were still with us. Please continue.
Yeah, man. By the way, how old is Kendall anyway, Ron Knipple? She's 7, but she still acts like a puppy. Why? I'd say my dong has more energy than... dog's half her age.
I believe you, Ron Knipple. I do.
I'm not saying you shouldn't love your dog. I just think some people take it too far, treating animals like children.
Well, Rebecca Egbuka, we don't have kids, so I guess you could say Kendall is our baby. So if that bothers you, you know.
It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying she's a dog.
Yeah, I know she's a dog, and I'm not stupid.
Nobody said you were, Ron Knipple.
Thank you, Johnny Mack Black.
Not yet.
What is that supposed to mean? Man, did the dog actually like Nashville, though? Seems like a lot of noise for something that small. Actually, Kendall loved it, Jalen Hills. In fact, everyone wanted to pet her. You know, it's kind of odd how many strangers just walk up wanting to pet my dog.
Good Lord, Ron.
What now, Johnny Mack Black?
Nothing. Look, Nashville sounds friendlier than I remember.
Ron Knipple, did you take her inside the bars, too?
Some of them, Rebecca Egbuka, the ones that allow dogs. And she just sat there. Well, some people let their dogs on leashes, run around and do all this, but we felt safer with the dong in my lap.
Run! Jesus.
What, Johnny Mac Black?
I really need you to keep talking, dog.
Why is everybody acting so weird, huh?
Nobody is weird, Ron Knipple.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Man, did you have any trouble finding a hotel that allowed the dog? You know, not really. We specifically booked that one that was pet friendly. You know, I'm not leaving my dong home alone for 4 days.
Hey, that's responsible ownership.
Thank you, Johnny Mac Black. Finally, somebody understands.
I understand loving a pet, Ron Knipple. I just don't understand putting it in a hat and taking 50 pictures of it.
It was one hat. A little cowgirl hat, Rebecca Egbuka. And guess what? Kendall looked adorable.
He posted 15 pictures.
That says 14. And you know what? People liked seeing her.
Apparently, people all over Nashville liked seeing her.
Yeah, exactly, Johnny Mac Black. Everyone loves my dong.
Well, I walked right into that one, I gotta tell you.
Into what?
Nothing. Nothing, Ron Knipple. Nothing.
Yo, Rebecca Ebuka, I think you should just let the man enjoy his dog, huh?
I am. Ron Knipple is the one getting mad.
Because you came on my vacation pictures, and you're just judging me and mine.
I said that hat was weird.
No! You said people who dress their dongs like people are weird.
Because they are.
Look, people can judge me. They can say anything they want to about me and mine. I don't give a crap. I'm proud of my dong.
Oh, really, Ron Knipple? Are you referring to having that pride? Hmm?
What are you talking about, Rebecca Egbuka?
Ron Knipple, would you say you are proud?
Huh?
Are you proud?
Are you messing with me, Johnny Mac Black? Man, answer the question, Ron Knipple. Are you proud? Yeah, Jalen Hills. I am proud of my dong.
Bad to the bone.
What are you people even talking about?
Nothing, Ron Knipple. How was the hotel?
Fine.
Any extra charges for Kendall?
Actually, yeah, Rebecca Egbuka. They charged us an extra $75 because we had a dong in the room.
That seems cheap.
Well, it depends on the room. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Ron Knipple, I have one serious question.
What is it, Johnny Mac Black?
When you and your wife went to sleep, where was Kendall?
In the bed with us. She always sleeps between us.
And your wife is okay with that?
Of course she is. Rebecca Egbuka can make fun all she wants to, but my wife is my life. And you know what? She loves the dong just as much as I do.
Ron Knipple.
What?
Please read what you have been typing.
I know what I'm typing. Nah, man, you really don't. What are you talking about?
Ron Knipple, look at the word dog in literally every comment you've made, dog.
I know how to spell the word dog.
Well, apparently your phone doesn't.
What?
Scroll up.
I don't see what you're... Oh, my God. Man, Nashville all about unks, dong, LOL. You sons of bitches.
Proud.
Proud of his dong. Insane. Damn it. That was tough. That was real tough. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 21st of August. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
Yeah. Start with this lady who's always naked on the Instagram now.
Always?
Oh, well, of course you're referring to... come on, Matt. God bless.
Oh, you know it. You know that voice.
I know. I see her.
This is her song about how she don't get laid enough anymore.
You should have played Mexico Honey. It's a sexy song.
I
God.
Why do I want to turn you on too much on a Friday?
Well,
we already talked about naked pictures an hour ago.
He forgot.
God bless.
I feel like you're going to get the flips again.
No. What's crazy is almost what I just said. Oh, my God.
What did you almost just say?
I almost said Kevin Spacey.
Oh, no. Not guilty, though. Can we put him back to work, please? I mean, he beat his...
What the hell?
Oh, man.
He beat his case.
There may... Now, this might be a Mandela effect.
What?
Can't remember if there was a NASCAR driver of the same name in the 90s.
Well, no, I mean, so I'll explain why I thought that. So it's Kacey Musgraves, but
yes, sir.
Her name, I think on Instagram, is Spacey Kacey.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It should be Butt Naked Kacey.
She's got a nice form.
Why is she naked all the time?
I don't know, but she's... Would you call her country music?
I wouldn't, but... But
that's what she's known for, right? Like, she's accepted into the... Yeah. That realm, I guess.
I mean, I feel like she took over the spot. People hate this. I think she took over the spot Taylor Swift left.
Now, you know what? I mean,
she didn't leave.
It's plausible.
Well, she left country music. I mean, she went to that like fifth dimension of music. Man, let's say she is. God, I can't tell if she's 30 yet or not. I'm gonna go 29.
31.
She's 38 years old today.
Whoa-wee, wow.
Been around for a second.
Well, that's actually closer to my age.
we usually do Olympians' birthdays. What is our policy on other countries' Olympians?
Do Rulon Gardner?
No. Is he not an American?
Oh, is he? I thought he was a Russian.
Ooh, he's deaf, right? So you couldn't understand him if he told you what it was anyway.
Yeah, he won't. Nobody better sign him that, too.
Nah, this was the fastest man in the world at one point. Jamaican.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt's birthday today.
Okay, yeah, Rulon Gardner is American. He God, my memory.
He wrestled Kurt, didn't
he? My memory's so messy. He won his gold medal over Russia.
That's what it was. Did he wrestle Kurt? I thought, or maybe he and Kurt were on the same team.
Yeah, they were on the same team.
That's
what
it was.
Yeah.
Rulon should have went to WWE.
Yeah, but that other guy, remember that the black guy that was the gold medalist in wrestling? They brought him in, and he was just god-awful, and he was only there for like 8-9 months.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember. I
forget his name. Came in with a big push. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't know, but wait, did he get hurt? You think of Jason Jordan?
No, that's Kurt Angle's son, remember?
That's right.
Oh, gosh, man.
Usain Bolt.
46 or 5? 45.
47.
It's a big one.
50.
40.
40, okay.
He's only 40 for Usain Bolt.
I'm sorry, Usain.
Blah, blah, blah. You want to guess Amy Fisher real quick? The Long Island Lolita.
You know...
Joey Butta FO shot her his wife in the face. She shot Mary Jo in the face.
Yeah, Joey's wife, Mary Jo Butta Fuco.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. She can suck it.
Yeah, she's not nice.
We'll guess. Is it Serge Tarkanian's birthday?
Serge's birthday.
Wow.
And when he sings and he gets some wild eyes, boy, that's wild.
He looks a little scary. Serge.
When they came in the waiting room to tell me that I had diabetes, they had this playing in the background. I thought it was cute.
I think it's how they pronounce it. Serge.
Serge Tarkanian is...
Serge.
Is it a big one?
It is not a big one. It's almost a big one.
59. 58.
He is 59 years old. Serge. Honey, where's Serge at? We had a lot.
Serge Tarkanian.
The Punky QB, 67 years old.
Jimmy
today.
McMahon.
Oh. Cam Cattrall from Porky's.
From Porky's.
She's
yes.
70 years old today.
Up in the gym.
Working on my fitness. Happy heavenly birthday to Kenny Rogers. Never be forgotten.
The gambler. The guy who hit a three on Michael Jordan in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow, that's huge.
He would have been 88 years old today.
Wow. Y'all YouTube that. It's not AI.
It's not AI.
It's a celebrity basketball tournament. Kenny Rogers hit a three with Michael Jordan.
And I heard he's a super nice guy. So.
Well, he was.
Wilt Chamberlain would have been 90.
Met him? Awesome dude.
And of course,
bigger than life.
We all know it's been reported that Hayden Panettiere would have been 37 years old today.
Oh.
Passed on Sunday,
God
I believe
bless.
It was. Yeah. God, say your respects in the mural.
That's a fast week, man.
Really was.
It's a fast week. Okay.
Kristen Wiig's birthday is Saturday. Old Wigger's going to be 53.
Did the world ever decide it? Is she Wig or Wiig?
Oh, you know what? They said it both ways, and they never decided it.
Yeah.
Oh, Wiig. You want to guess Barbara Eden real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, I love her.
Big one?
Well, at this age, I mean,
92.
He says 92. What do you say? She says, no, not today.
91.
95 on Sunday.
I didn't even notice you were wearing the shirt today, Paige.
First thing I said when she came in today, I said, nope, not
but
today.
It's kind of like her phrase, though. Like, if I walked in wearing a golly shirt, you're going to say, golly.
Well, the other phrase you can't say on the radio.
Yeah,
it's very filthy.
Oh, Paige's other phrase?
Oh, yeah, her other saying.
What's my other saying?
I can't say it, but it might be in an AC/DC song you like so much. Gale.com.
Season
please.
Tickets.
JeremyEllenberg.com.
Yeah, it runs out Sunday. Big cut 20 for your 20% off.
Yep.
There you go. Catch up on the podcast. We had the, God bless. I mean, we had tons of stuff on this week.
We had a guy that won't wear makeup in front of his wife anymore.
No, his wife doesn't wear makeup anymore.
That guy.
He bought a flock camera, too.
Nope. That was the thing we found out about flock cameras, that you don't want to ride around with your Bluetooth on.
Yeah, no.
You can. Go without it.
Oh, we also talked about picking city politics. What are we doing? You catch it all on the podcast.
That must have been off the air. I don't remember that.
He hallucinates.
That's just the only inside joke to rile people up.
Monday, Fat Boy and I will come in. We're actually meeting over the weekend, brainstorming to come up with a new hit song. From one half of the team that brought you Tongue Punch My Fart Box.
Uh-huh.
A new one called I-69 in 96 in 1996.
Yep.
And we're going to perform that for you live on Monday.
Boom.
Not I was Woodruff. 20 years younger. I had a mullet out back. A Marlboro t-shirt and a Dale Earnhardt hat.
Oh.
God.
It's going to get better.
All right, I'm going to bring my stuff this weekend. We're going to press heads together and maybe we'll write something.
And I 69 in 96 in
96.
We'll just shorten it to 96.
Gotta get together.
Yeah.
Oh, well, damn it. There goes the music.
Okay. Well, we'll do it a cappella. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.